This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and US will hold discussions on the bilateral trade agreement this week. The two countries signed the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said, both sides have broadly come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement with the goal of finalizing its first tranche later this year. More from our correspondent.
The Commerce and Industry Secretary said, in view of the current tariffs imposed by the US, there are both concerns and opportunities for India. He, however, said, India has taken a path of trade liberalization with the United States, with both countries signing the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both the countries. Mr. Barthwal said, India's trade with the US is expected to grow and reach $500 billion in the next 5 years. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC, and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organised by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries.
The Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies. It could be Neighbourhood First or Act East or the BIMSTEC. The Northeast adjoins five of our neighbours on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. Many of our recent initiatives involving immediate neighbours emanate from this very region.
India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. Cargo traffic on national waterways reached a record high of 145.5 million tonnes during the financial year 2024-25. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said this in a statement yesterday. It said cargo traffic on national waterways has recorded a compound annual growth rate of 20.86% in the last fiscal. The ministry said in financial year 2025, traffic movement registered a year-on-year growth of 9.34% compared to the previous financial year. US President Donald Trump has accused China of cancelling a major aircraft deal with Boeing. China reportedly told its airlines to stop receiving new Boeing planes and parts. The reported directive from Beijing also includes a suspension of purchases of related parts and equipment of jet from U.S. companies. The move is seen as a response to new U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat today amid weak global cues, as selling was seen in the IT and auto sectors in the early trade. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, declined 165 points to open at 76,570. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dipped 52 points to trade at 23,277 in opening session. The India Meteorological Department IMD has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary in Earth Sciences of Ministry Dr. M. Ravichandran said this year the country will witness double the frequency of heatwave conditions compared to last year during the months of May and June. In shooting, India made a strong start to their ISSF World Cup campaign at Lima in Peru, winning gold, silver and bronze on the opening day. In the women's 10-meter air pistol event, young sensation Suruchi Singh clinched gold, beating Olympic medalist compatriot Manu Bhakar, who settled with the silver. In men's 10-meter air pistol, Saurabh Chaudhary claimed bronze. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defended the lowest total in IPL history by defeating Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs in a low-scoring contest at Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 112 runs set by Punjab, Kolkata were bowled out for 95. And that is the end of this news bulletin.